shit though. Mm-hmm. It's like running a parachute.
Hello, friends. Shake off your winter blues and join us on Sunday, February 21st from 3 to 6 p.m. at the Commons Cafe in Brooklyn, located at 388 Atlantic Avenue between Hoyt and Bond, for a Con Sabor Latino special, Jam for Funds, on behalf of WBAI. Featuring the power salsa trio, Tres del Solar, this three-hour extravaganza will be simulcast on your favorite community radio station, WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM. So, mark it on your calendar, tell a friend, and show your support. That's Sunday, February 21st, 3 to 6 p.m. at the Commons Cafe, 388 Atlantic Avenue, for Con Sabor Latino's Jam for Funds, featuring Tres del Solar. See you there.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Shamrocks.
You are looking especially green today.
I know.
Why?
I'm excited about going to see John McDonough in his hilarious one-man play, Captivist.
But we are Shamrocks. How can we go to the theater?
It's John McDonough. He'll let us in.
Oh, I hope he will.
We're Shamrocks.
The Talking Shamrocks. Where is it?
The Cell Theater at 338 West 23rd Street.
When?
Thursday, February 25th at 7 p.m.
I'm quite excited.
And it's a benefit for WBAI.
The Shamrocks' favorite radio station.
The Talking Shamrocks. And we want to see John McDonough's hilarious one-man play, Captivist.
This is exciting. It feels like St. Patrick's Day in February.
Tickets to Captivist, John McDonough's Tales of a New York City Cab Driver, are only available online at thecelltheater.org. That's theater spelled R-E. Go to the webpage and scroll down. Tickets are $20. Thank you for supporting WBAI.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
Hello, listeners. WBAI is having its winter fun drive from February 1st to the 28th. Though in the universe, behind your radio.
Really?
And this month, we're asking listeners like you to support our journey.
But how?
It's simple. For a minimum of $10 a month, subscribe and become a member. And you get free gifts, like a tote bag, discount card, and you can attend exciting events.
Wow, cheap giving is.
And you're supporting independent, progressive radio.
Sign me up, Scotty.
So call today at 212-209-2950.
BAI.org. Once again, that's give, the number 2, WBAI.org.
Most people don't know what a dead man's trigger is. And even fewer need one. Dead man's trigger is a safety valve. For reasons of security, a person prepares a recourse of such severe action that if harmed, they will release a cache of damaging evidence against those enemies. Given his situation, Dr. Stephen Greer is one of those rare men. Why would he need one? He's not the first person to push the disclosure of a corrupt military-industrial agenda.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In his final public speech, a farewell address, no less, in a time when every second on TV was priceless, United States President Dwight D. Eisenhower decided not to brag about his victory in the Korean War. Instead, he cashed in all his chips to warn this nation of a hidden enemy.
We have been compelled to create a permanent armaments industry of vast proportions. The total influence, economic, political, even spiritual, is felt in every city, every state house, every office of the federal government. We recognize the imperative need for this development, yet we must not fail to comprehend its grave implications.
When I was with Lawrence Rockefeller at his ranch in 1993, he turned to me and he said, "The implications of this are so vast and so profound that no aspect of life on Earth will be unchanged by its disclosure." I said, "Yes, Lawrence, that's why it's been kept secret. It's not because it's trivial. It's because the implications are so profound." So there have been attempts to bring this information out for over 60 years. And here we sit in 2012, with the world still burning oil and gas and coal, when we have had technologies, sciences, and all the information we need to have had a completely new civilization.
What Eisenhower warned us about over 60 years ago, according to Steve Greer, has long become truth in Washington, D.C.
The most music, Q107, driving home with the Spearman. Hello, what are people all over D.C. saying about all this money we're getting?
And why is Washington, D.C. booming? Because the rest of the country is sending their money here.
I know. Isn't it beautiful through the trees?
My name is Ted Loader. I've been working with CSETI program and Dr. Greer for 15 years.
Cool, huh? Yeah.
One always wonders if the public really knew what was going on with government covert programs and how much money has been put into it, you know, hundreds of billions of dollars, I think the public would be a little annoyed.
Thomas Jefferson believed all men have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The government they formed would serve to secure those rights. But when corporations or other specialized groups of men become more powerful than those who govern, our security is at stake.
Thomas Jefferson wrote about unchecked power of the corporation being a threat to the democracy
and
the banks.
You see, the U.S. Federal Reserve Bank issues every dollar bill, yet it is not run by the U.S. government or any elected official. It is owned by a private banking cartel.
But here I find the chairman of the Federal Reserve, who's in charge of the dollar, in charge of the money, in charge of what the money supply is going to be. The middle class is being wiped out, and nobody's understanding that it has to do with the value of money. Prices are going up. So how are you able to defend this policy of deliberate depreciation of our money?
A lot of it depends on what happens to the price of oil.
The four horsemen, or families of banking, who own and run the Federal Reserve, also run the four largest oil companies. Oil is also used to make and run machinery and current mechanical technology. Of course, there's one industry that needs these more than anyone else, the military-industrial complex.
You begin to get into this very scary scenario that has to do with the human condition of the proclivity to accumulate vast amounts of power around a handful of people.
All right, sit down and shut up.
And right now, these misanthropic sociopaths are running the planet into the ground.
When Congress or whatever else, or budget directors say, well, we've lost $100 billion in black program. What does the public do? What can the public do? We can complain to our congressmen, but our congressmen can't get any information.
With lobbyists, interest groups, campaign funding, the economic powers that be have learned to control the political sphere.
These politicians become almost like placeholders. And they don't realize that until they get into the White House or into the Senate Intelligence Committee. It doesn't matter who the president is. They're going to do what they want to do.
And that which is good for them isn't always good for everybody else. From 1945 to 1998, 2,053 nuclear bombs exploded on this planet. The United States detonated over half of them.
Now I am become death, the destroyer of worlds.
When the first nuclear bomb was exploded in Trinity, Robert Oppenheimer, one of the founding fathers of the nuclear age, said, "We have done this before."
It could have been that Oppenheimer was speaking about weapons described in the ancient Sanskrit texts like the Mahabharata.
In which they refer to a bolt of iron charged with the light of 1,000 suns. This bolt of iron was hurled in anger and led to an explosive event which is very graphically described in this religious scripture. Specifically showing all the key indications of radiation sickness and the various problems with nuclear weaponry that we've come to expect.
When we started detonating thermonuclear weapons, atomic weapons, and developing these sort of destructive technologies, the civilizations that have been watching this planet for millennia said, "Oh my God, these people are going way off the reservation. They are now an existential threat to themselves, but also to other planets, potentially."
All over the world, we see very conclusive evidence that ancient people were in contact with extraterrestrial life. The Japanese said that their civilization was given to them by a people they called the Dogu, who came from what they described as Anemono Todebune, which translates as bird boat universe, meaning flying boats from the universe.
The ancient Sanskrit writings of India have elaborate descriptions of vimanas, or flying craft. These texts are thousands of years old. They predate any conception that we have of spacecraft or aircraft.
But evidence is not just found in ancient texts. It is also captured in our ancestors' art, as if it was plainly obvious that ET vehicles appeared in ancient skies. It is a foregone conclusion by most broad-minded people that we are not alone in this universe. The question is, how close are they?
And we all looked up at once. It was almost like an intelligence told us, hey, look over here, we're here.
I saw three red lights in a triangle almost directly overhead.
I saw these things and I ran inside and got my brothers and sisters.
And it actually lifted up and it could actually turn. I'm gonna ask you to look away.
I wasn't one who believed that UFOs might exist. I was satisfied they exist. The life I have isn't
what I'd seen. They estimated 100 yards from the left wing was this 100-foot disc.
A lot of the astronauts are told to keep it quiet, and they're good Americans too. They develop the film from the moon, everything that's done by NASA.
There's so much evidence out there that even if less than 1% is true, that would be enough to collapse the current paradigm and change the whole planet.
And you're listening to WBAI Radio in New York City, 99.5 FM at WBAI.org. I'm Catherine, and I'm here with you to share some information that may very well challenge your thinking processes, that may very well affirm what you know to be true. We're asking you to have an open mind and to look into the evidence as it's being presented to you today. And we're also asking you to support WBAI. WBAI, the radio station that brings you information, that brings a challenge to what the power brokers of the world would have us believe, so that we can have a deeper understanding of the connections and what's going on in the world, and also the connections to what's going on in the cosmos. On today's program, you've heard an excerpt thus far from the DVD called Sirius. And this is a DVD directed by Amardeep Kalika, and it introduces you to the world of Dr. Stephen M. Greer. And he is, in this film, revealing the proof that he has accumulated over 30 years of investigations and interactions, examining energy technologies, technologies that are available to us right here, right now. And he draws the connection of these technologies to scientific exploration that took place in the 40s and the 50s, connecting to some of the technologies that came to us through Operation Paperclip and the scientists of the Nazi regime who became part of the American scientific community. He also draws those connections to visitors from space and alien technology. And he asserts that when craft were downed on this planet, much of that technology was adopted and added to what was already known. And this technology is being used by the shadow governments, and our tax dollars are paying for it. So essentially what this industrial complex, this secret industrial complex is doing is taking the money that comes in from tax dollars, that comes in through
various means and pouring them into these black operations, these operations that are developing technology that are being used on a military scale, that are developing advanced military weaponry. And a lot of people believe that some of this advanced military weaponry is what actually brought down the Twin Towers by way of scalar weapons and other forms of technology that is much, much more advanced even than nuclear and atomic energy. So in this DVD, Sirius, Dr. Stephen Greer makes the case that this is indeed what has been going on in the world. And when you look at the legacy of traumatic experiences, traumatic deaths that have occurred with many whistleblowers over the years, as well as many scientists who've developed some of this technology within the public domain, and people whose careers have been ruined over this issue of disclosure. So this is a very powerful opportunity for us to have a look at what is truly going on in the world behind the scenes, and what are the reasons for these activities? What is actually happening with the dollar, with the economy? And why are American citizens being manipulated, are being really sacked in terms of our intrinsic wealth and value to support these black operations and this building of resources behind the scenes? And if there is indeed the capacity to have alternate energy resources, why are we being forced into these wars, really, that are based on economic resources, taking oil, taking coal out of the earth? Well, these are all questions that we ask and contemplate in this program. And we're asking you to support by making a pledge to WBAI. And we're offering you a pair of DVDs for your contribution of $100 when you call 212-209-2950. And the pair of DVDs are Sirius DVD and CIA UFO Disclosure Data Disc. So one disc is the documentary, and the second disc is a compilation of supportive documents and supportive information. And really what we are asserting to you today is that we are not alone in the universe, nor here on planet Earth. The Earth has been visited by advanced interstellar civilizations that can travel through other dimensions faster than the speed of light. They use energy propulsion systems that can bring us to a new era. Humans have also developed these systems, but those in power have suppressed them in order to keep us at the mercy of fossil fuels. In the film Sirius, Emmy Award-winning director Amardeep Kalika introduces you to the world of Dr. Stephen Greer, revealing his proof of visitors and examining his intel of existing energy technologies. We're going to hear a little bit from this film. It features Dr. Stephen Greer, Thomas Jane, David Wilcock, Dr. Ted Loader, Michael Cremo, and, as I said, directed by Amardeep Kalika. The second DVD in this offer for your $100 pledge, calling 212-209-2950, is actually a collection of PDF documents from the CIA, catalogs from the CIA, information on this subject from the 1940s to the early 1990s. Most of the documents concern CIA cables reporting UFO sightings in the foreign press and intra-agency memos of how the agency handled public inquiries about UFO sightings. And it also talks about recent CIA information on UFOs and the CIA's role in the study of UFOs from 1947 to 90. And this information as I'm presenting it to you today in this second DVD, all is being made available to you. It is documents that were declassified and released from the CIA. And we thought that since at this time these documents are now being made available, it really does affirm the assertion that indeed, yes, there are and there have been many, many, many contacts with extraterrestrial beings. I refer to them as star beings because there are beings who are living at a more advanced state of civilization, much far advanced than we are here on our planet Earth. And the other part of this disclosure is that because our own governments, and many governments, in fact, at this point, have been working with this technology, that some of the craft that we see in the skies are actually craft built by human hands. So there is a level to this disclosure that allows us to understand that these advanced technologies have been held back from us. And the reason these advanced technologies have been held back is because it keeps us dependent on the oil economy, the energy economy that destroys and pollutes the earth. So this is really giving us a major, major opportunity to be able to examine, what's going on behind the scenes. I am asking for your support at this time. The number is 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. We're going to go back to another clip of the DVD, but I have, before I continue in sharing this information, I'm asking you to show your support with your pledge of $100 when you call that number, 212-209-2950. Ask for the Sirius DVD and CIA UFO disclosure, and you will receive all of these documents. It's a data DVD. It will have information and audio as well that you'll be hearing on this program, that you'll be able to hear the whole content of the audio. 212-209-2950 is your number to call when you make that pledge of support for WBAI. The UFO files, there are 263 documents released from the CIA that document really their involvement, their efforts to thwart disclosure over the years. There are documents which report that come from radio operators, that come from military, that come from various countries, explaining and giving evidence to the sightings of these craft. So what I'm presenting to you is an opportunity to take a look and see for yourself what's possible and what's truly there. Because as we bring this disclosure to the forefront, it will begin to allow access to some of these advanced technologies that are being researched and discovered by scientists who are not connected with the military, and give them the space where they can actually offer these systems to us. The number is 212-209-2950. I'm going to play another clip from the DVD, and we're going to be talking, it's going to be talking to you about some of these energy propulsion systems and going into what's really happening and what has happened to some of the people who have come out with really amazing information. So we're asking you to show your support. 212-209-2950. And we are going to go to a clip on energy propulsion systems and what has happened to some of the inventors who have created these systems. Again, the number is 212-209-2950 is the number to call. And really what this is about is multifaceted. I'm asking you to open your mind and look at what is happening behind the scenes. It explains a lot of what we've been subjected to by our government, by many of the so-called elite in our world who are massing huge fortunes while the everyday citizen pays and pays and pays. And it's not only us individual humans that are paying the price. Our planet is paying the price. The destruction to our planet is massive with the advent of fracking. It's creating enormous wounding within the earth. And all of the extraction of the oil and the extraction of the coal is wounding the earth, but not only the earth, but the air once that fuel is being used in our world. So we have an enormous need to change the systems by which we are functioning in this world. And the solution has already been found. What we need to do is demand that these new systems, these new energies, technologies come online and relieve the burden of oil, relieve the burden that comes to our planet from coal, and also it will relieve us individually, economically from these systems of paying for coal, paying for electricity, because many of these new technologies are able to work with the energies that are in the environment and pull it through and make it accessible to us. Many people are familiar with the work of Nikola Tesla, and he was able to pull energy right out of the field and transfer electricity wirelessly. But the problem was with his technology is that it was not profitable enough for the corporations who were sponsoring the research at that time. So it's time for us to take back our power and take back the power of the world in which we live and stop the exploitation due to oil. And that exploitation of oil not only keeps all of us enslaved to that economy, but it creates war after war after war. And it's time for humanity to stand up and say no more. And what I'm providing for you is an opportunity to be able to think outside the box, to be able to examine this evidence for yourself. That's really what I trust that you have the capacity to do. I know you have the capacity to look at it, to see it, and to find a way to support this revolution in humanity at this time. It is a $100 pledge. We're asking you to support WBAI because WBAI Radio, Pacifica Radio, is fundamental to being able to bring out disclosure, to be able to bring out information that you're not going to see on the mainstream media. And we're pulling it together for you here. There's a DVD, a beautifully produced DVD that you'll receive called Sirius, S-I-R-I-U-S. So call 212-209-2950 for your $100 pledge. You'll receive the Sirius DVD. And the second DVD is a WBAI DVD. And we have done the research, pulled together the material, audio, as well as these CIA UFO documents. The table of contents alone is 55 pages long, a PDF file. And the documents are over 200 documents of detail released, declassified from the CIA, which you'll receive on that second disc, as well as the audio of presentations, some audio by Dr. Stephen Greer. And in addition to that, we're going to be adding some information on, as well as on technology, some of these advanced technologies and the science behind it, which is the scalar technology. So you'll have on the second DVD, there'll be a film, a DVD on the scalar technology. There will be the CIA documents, more than 250 documents released by the CIA, as well as audio explaining the connection between what has been happening with Operation Paperclip and the scientists of the Nazi regime, and those scientists came online in the United States, the technologies they developed, and how that was further escalated, developed because of downed craft. And it was actually the scalar technology that pulled the craft out of the sky. And with those technologies, scientific development has grown exponentially. But these technologies, these free energy sciences, are being held captive by the ruling elite, and it's time that we all have access. The number to call is 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. It's a pledge of $100. When you call that number, you'll receive the two DVDs. One DVD is the film, Sirius DVD, the documentary. And the second DVD is a data disc. And the data disc will have the 250 so documents released from the CIA regarding flying craft, extraterrestrial craft. But even beyond that, it really, what it disclose is what's happening behind the scenes and how they are using disinformation to keep this realization from coming into the world view. That's really the power as well with these documents. It tells you step by step how they use disinformation and how they manipulate and how they craft responses to people who are witnesses, credible witnesses, including journalists, including aviators, including military people. So there's been all these years of holding back this information, and the reason it's being held back is because there's a technology inherent in it that is being used by the military-industrial complex and being denied the everyday citizen to be able to enhance the lives, our everyday lives. The number is 212-209-2950. Your pledge of $100 will be a powerful resource to support WBAI and the work that we do here at the radio station, but also it will be an investment in the future as this information becomes more disclosed and more available, and as the scientists, the inventors who are bringing this technology to the fore can be brought out, the information, the technology can be made available, and everyone will benefit. The earth will benefit, humankind will benefit, and this is the way to save, to stop the destruction of our planet and the destruction of our freedoms. 212-209-2950, because all of the warring, all of the support of terrorism behind the scenes, this whole emphasis to manipulate, to create chaos, to create violence among civilization of humanity, to separate us from the truth so that we don't have an opportunity to grasp this technology and create a world of peace, which we can do in the absence of these technological wars, these energy-based wars, and the manipulation of our minds through the media. The only way to counter the manipulation of our minds through the mainstream media is to support alternative media, and that's what I'm asking you to do today. 212-209-2950 is your number to call, a pledge of $100 to support WBAI. 212-209-2950 is your number to call. 212-209-2950. So the Sirius DVD and CIA UFO disclosure data disc for your pledge of $100. We're going to go back and I'm going to play a clip for you. And it is going to be about the new energy propulsion systems. And it describes how some of the scientists who have been working towards disclosure, who have been creating these energy propulsion systems, are being countered through death, really. They're being, there's a very crazy behind the scenes power structure that is doing everything possible to keep humanity dumb, to keep humanity imprisoned by these systems of control. And the systems of control are based on the perpetuation of toxic energy, of oil, of coal, and the wars that are perpetrated upon various civilizations in order to keep this system going, in order to keep people afraid and unable to move forward. So it's a very powerful film. We're asking you to support with your pledge, 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. We're going to get back to the DVD, and then we'll have more information to share with you as we go forward. 212-209-2950.
The problem is not proving that UFOs exist. It's when you begin to expose the energy and propulsion systems behind how they're getting here. You're talking about unveiling an entirely new science that would replace oil, gas, coal, nuclear power, public utilities. And this is the $600 trillion problem.
So the patent office, after they fired me, I had to wait 6 years before I got avoiding the case. But when they finally did, the arbitrator wrote an 85-page report on how the media had caused my dismissal. So I only got a 30-day suspension out of the whole thing, which was taken out of the tiny little bit of 6 year back pay. So that was great. Yeah, it was. It made it all worth it, so to speak, because that's how we were able to open the offices and stuff.
It was very comfortable. No feeling of being shocked or anything else, just a good feeling, comfortable.
What scientists need to do and normal people need to do is they need to look at the hardcore evidence, decide that, oh my gosh, ETs are real, and then get over that. And if that's the case, then you can start extrapolating, because they're getting here, which means they have solved the physics problem, if you will.
That's an actual photograph that Mark Whitford took, a friend of mine. And you see the stars in the background. So this is a fixed camera. The craft was a triangular craft moving away from him, and all of a sudden it makes a right angle turn. Apparently it has what I would describe as inertial shielding. It's the only way something can make a right angle turn without having everybody killed inside of the craft.
Though we experience inertial forces every day, their origins remain a mystery. However, there are theories that point to interactions between objects with mass and a quantum energy field.
Inertia is due to zero-point energy interaction. So you're interacting with a charged matrix, which is a zero-point field. If you try to change that, then you get a reaction force. There must be an interference shield of electromagnetic nature that would stop that interaction with the zero-point field. And you can suspect that UFOs have already figured this out, because they wouldn't be flying around and still have inhabitants.
New energy scientists today are attempting to find new ways to define the relationship between electricity, gravity, magnetism, and propulsion. But as history has shown, change does not always come easy.
It's like Newton's. Why is that apple falling? Nobody ever asked that question before or even tried to come up with an answer. And Newton comes up with something called Newton bucket, or Newton's problem. The only guy that solves it 300 years later is Einstein. So, you know, how smart can we be?
If you look at everything normal within the conventional wisdom, you're not going to learn anything new.
My name is Morgan Boardman. I am the Chief Financial Officer of Morningstar Applied Physics. My business partners are Paul Murad and Dr. John Brandenburg.
What we're doing, like I said earlier, is we're using a magnetic field that's rotating about the axis with the hope of generating a magnetic vortex.
In essence, we are trying to start a civilian Advanced Research Projects Agency.
Okay, all right, so basically we have four options. Option one is a retarded potential. Option two is a lagging image, right?
Yeah.
Option three is pointing vector as a motive for propulsion, or how that may be what's happening, right?
Yeah.
And that's actually taking angular momentum and changing it into linear momentum if it's working the way we want it to, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and then the fourth one is that we are somehow either generating and or absorbing gravity waves.
Do we accept Einstein's viewpoint that thou shalt not go faster than the speed of light? If you look at a black hole, the comment is the gravity is so strong that nothing leaves. But it does have something that leaves the black hole, and that is gravity. So does that imply that gravity moves faster than the speed of light? Could be.
Gravity is another one of those seemingly self-evident forces that has raised a number of questions. How does it really work? How can we use it to our advantage? In the mid-1920s, T. Townsend Brown discovered that electric charge and gravitational mass are coupled, and that by building devices that harness these interactive forces, we could create advanced propulsion. At about the same time, Nikola Tesla and Thomas Edison won the Nobel Prize in Physics, but both refused it. Tesla was at the end of a long career of inventing. He had advanced technology in the fields of X-ray, radio waves, internal combustion, and, of course, atmospheric electricity. When everything was said and done, he had earned 112 U.S. patents. He proved that electricity can travel wirelessly in the air, and ultimately died penniless. However, his work did influence many others, most notably Lester Hendershot and Dr. T. Henry Moray. Hendershot invented a magnetronic generator to energize an impossible flight, if fueled by gas, that took Charles Lindbergh and the Spirit of St. Louis from New York to Paris. Dr. T. Henry Moray developed the Moray valve, a device for extracting radiant energy from the zero-point field, and demonstrated this device hundreds of times and had dozens of signed affidavits supporting his science. Yet in the end, even these two notable scientists were ignored and bullied. Dr. Moray's device was hammered down and broken into pieces by a competitor, and before he could finish reconstruction, he passed away of natural causes. Hendershot fled to Mexico to continue work, but was found dead at 61 years of age, attributed to suicide.
There's all kinds of skullduggery that happened there. I don't think T. Henry Moray ever got a decent chance to ever do anything with that. There is absolutely no question that T. Henry Moray had a system that produced about 50 kilowatts out of a 55-pound box. The conventional electrodynamics model does not allow this to happen. In other words, it doesn't allow you to extract excess energy from the vacuum and use that to power your load. It costs just as much to restore it as was used to destroy it. So we got to put in more than we can ever get out in a load with such a squirrely circuit. And that's the only kind of circuit we've used in power systems since day one. We're still building them. We're still making power systems that deliberately kill them. So we pay the power company to have a giant wrestling match inside his generator and lose.
In the 1950s, there were some very provocative articles saying that, electrogravitics is the best thing since sliced bread, how all the aviation companies are now backing electrogravitics, they're all doing experiments on it. Well, within a couple of years, there was no news at all.
Once they figured out that they could really control gravity, 1954, it all went black.
You think the boys in the Black Projects have solved that problem? Because it sure sounds like it from what the witnesses have told me.
I wouldn't know. Sorry, but I can't even think about it. I see so many things in my life, it's just hard to say.
A local inventor has discovered a way, hear this, to use water to run your car.
What Stan shared with me was interesting.
In order to run this engine off of water, we've also had to learn the ability to adjust the burn rate of hydrogen to co-equal the fossil fuels.
So he plans for a patent And then he gets a call from actually a visitation by two guys from the Pentagon.
The Pentagon flew a Lieutenant Colonel in last week to look at Meyer's invention. There is talk of possibly using it in the Star Wars defense program and to run army tanks.
But he asked that this become a public patent so that the civilians could benefit from it. And he indicated that if we don't do that, overseas people will.
In 1996, Meyer was sued by his investors, who claimed the device was not revolutionary, despite verification of the unique voltage intensifier circuit by the U.S. Patent Office. Meyer was brought to trial, but key evidence was not allowed. His oral testimony was not even recorded due to an audio recorder malfunction, and the judge recessed early for vacation. Later, Meyer made an appeal, but was denied. He was found guilty of fraud and ordered to repay his investors, putting an immediate dent on the idea of funding new technology. On March 20th, 1998, Stanley joined his brother and two NATO officials for a dinner meeting. Stan took a sip of cranberry juice, grabbed his neck, ran out of the restaurant, and fell to the ground, saying, "They poisoned me."
He fell down after eating at a restaurant nearby where he lived, fell down the parking lot, said, "I've been poisoned," collapsed.
And that's on the police report.
Yeah.
The police report confirms his words. The cause of death was written to be an aneurysm. Though he left behind just enough materials for others to piece together his process, the full secrets of his device died with him.
And you're tuned to WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org. My name is Catherine Davis, and I'm sharing with you a very revolutionary and remarkable DVD. Sirius DVD is the film that you've heard two excerpts from thus far. And I would love to play a bit more, but before I can do that, I have to ask you to show your support for WBAI. The number is 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. We have supporting audio to share with you as well. And in order to do that, however, I have to do my duty and raise funds for WBAI. Of course, I can't do this without your support and without your help. And I understand that you know how powerful the work is at WBAI and how it is a very important resource for alternative information, for contradictory information, for those of us with open minds and the desire and intent to transform the world in which we live. But we can only do that by bringing forth the truth, by bringing forth information that challenges what we will receive and what we see in the mainstream media. Only on a station such as WBAI here in New York City are you going to find and hear and be really led towards this alternate information. 212-209-2950. There are many sources of information, but here we're pulling it together for you in a big picture for you to look at, examine, and decide for yourself. 212-209-2950. And the pledge is $100, and the gift is something that is going to keep on giving. You will have the DVD, the documentary called Sirius, which introduces you to the work of Dr. Stephen Greer. And the second DVD is actually a data disc. It is something that is put together by myself. And it's a collection of information, some of which, and I believe the most prominent of which, are the UFO files that have been declassified by the CIA. And it is a series of PDF documents. There also will be audio on this data DVD. It will have the audio of other presentations, as you hear excerpts from throughout the program. Also, we are going to give you a short film on scalar waves, so you could have an understanding of that technology. And as well, you have the UFO files themselves. And I opened up the PDF of the table of contents. Now, this table of contents also has a link to each file. So if it isn't sufficient for you to have the file on the DVD that you can open up in your computer, you could also go to the original links to verify that they are indeed released from the CIA. 212-209-2950 is your number to call. Now, the documents, the table of contents is 55 pages long, and on this data disk you will receive 263 selections, or 260 some odd selections if you eliminate the table of contents themselves. 212-209-2950. 260 documents released by the CIA on this companion data disk. 212-209-2950 for your pledge of $100. Just $100. And remember that you can honor that pledge with your cards. You can use your credit or debit cards. They work in both ways. You can call that number, 212-209-2950, and say that you want to be billed, and we'll send you a bill or an invoice, and you can send a check or a money order if that is preferable. And for those of you who want to support WBAI, you could also ask to honor that pledge in installments. So maybe you want to have two installments of $50, however it works for you. But we need your support right now, 212-209-2950. Sirius DVD, the documentary, and CIA UFO Disclosure Data Disc. The data disc is produced right here at WBAI and includes the accumulated supportive documents for what we're sharing with you in the DVD. In the documentary. 212-209-2950. Now, why would it be that the CIA has been accumulating this information and had all these files to release? Now, this is just a fragment of what they have, but they've released these documents, and they go from the 1940s through the 1990s. So were they studying simply a phenomena that doesn't exist, or were they more carefully looking at the implications of these phenomena and making sure that information doesn't arise into the public domain? Whatever their reasons for releasing them, they have been released. I've accumulated this file of documents, and I'm sharing it with you at this time. For your pledge, for your support of WBAI, 212-209-2950, a $100 pledge, the Sirius DVD, and CIA UFO Disclosure Data Disc. 212-209-2950 is your number to call. And so what I would like to do is, you know, recently Dr. Edgar Mitchell transitioned. He passed away. He was in his 80s, 85 maybe. And the truth of it is, he was one of those Apollo mission astronauts who supported, who felt there was enough evidence to support extraterrestrial existence. And he had his own epiphany in space that really had him reach a greater understanding of really what it is to be a human being, to have been in space, to really have that understanding. And it is just so important that we begin to look at the evidence and not immediately dismiss all the potential of what is being brought to us at this time in history, in our history, at a time when, you know, we have these cross-continental treaties like TTP, all of these so-called agreements between the corporate world, between the economies. And what does it do, really? All it does is control our lives. It's time for us to take back our own sovereignty and our own humanity and make the connection to who we truly are and understand that there is a reality far beyond what the mainstream would have us believe, would have us be limited to. I'm going to share with you a little something from Dr. Edgar Mitchell just to add him to the mix, because he is a very reputable person. He very much cared about the truth being released. And perhaps this is someone, you know, you can listen to and hear and realize that the world is much bigger, much grander than we could possibly imagine.
A systems engineer on a well-functioning spacecraft coming home. And so, sure, I had work to do, but not nearly as pressing as before. And we were oriented such that we were rotating to keep thermal balance on the spacecraft, and oriented in such a way that every 2 minutes, the Earth, the Moon, the Sun, and a 360-degree panorama of the heavens appeared in the cabin window. And that was awesome. It was an overwhelming experience.
Dr. Edgar Mitchell.
Realize that in space, without the intervening atmosphere, the heavens are 10 times as bright, stars 10 times as numerous, because there's no atmosphere to block the light. And this experience was overwhelming, in that suddenly I realized, from my studies in astronomy, that the molecules of my body and the molecules in the body of the spacecraft and my partners were prototyped or manufactured in an ancient generation of stars. And instead of intellectual knowledge, it was a visceral experience, a visceral knowing accompanied by an ecstasy. And I never had such an experience, and I didn't really know what it was. And this experience continued for 3 days coming home whenever I got a chance to look at the heavens. And after I came back, I was so profoundly, not concerned, I was amazed by this experience, that I started looking in the science literature and found nothing to explain it, and in the religious literature and found nothing. And I appealed to professors over at a nearby university, at Rice University, to see if they could help me find in the literature anything that would help describe this experience. And they came back a couple of weeks later with the idea of that they found in the Sanskrit called samadhi, or salvakalpa samadhi. In particular, that means you see things in their separateness, but experience them viscerally and emotionally as a unity, a oneness, and accompanied with an ecstasy. And I said, yes, that's the type of experience. And then I went on to research over a period of time other traditions and different cultures. And of course, you find in the Greek the metanoia experience, and you find in the Zen Satori, and in other traditions they call it different things, but it's the same type of transcendent experience of where you're catapulted out of one state of being into this state of ecstasy and bliss, where you realize everything is totally interconnected. And that was the essence of that experience. Since we were the first generation of spacefarers from Earth, that the questions human had been asking for all time, about who am I, where did I come from, what's my relationship to the cosmos, that now that we were the first generation of spacefarers, maybe we really needed to be asking that question all over again. And my answer to that was to formed an Institute of Noetic Sciences to use the tools of science to understand consciousness, because consciousness had not been a proper subject in science for 400 years. And I thought now that we had quantum science, perhaps, and spacefaring, that perhaps we ought to readdress that subject. And that was the that was the basis of starting Noetics. The conclusions concerning consciousness are still incomplete, but it's clearly rooted in the quantum nature of things. And for the last 80 years of the 20th century, the physicists have insisted that quantum mechanics only pertained to subatomic matter, and they continue to adhere to the Cartesian dualism that said body, mind, physicality, spirituality are different realms of reality that don't interact. And it turned out to be dead wrong. It's just not the case that the quantum entanglement phenomena causes effects at all scale sizes of nature, not just a subatomic realm. Well, the greatest challenge for now in this beginning of the 21st century is to move toward conditions that will allow civilization to sustain itself, because we're rapidly using up all the non-renewable resources. Our population's consumption is beyond anything that the planet can sustain for a long period, and we have to learn to rethink this and to change our lifestyles in order to appropriately continue to exist on this planet. And furthermore, we must learn to curb our tendencies for war, because we've invented such awesome weaponry that if we really use it against each other, in due course, we will end all life on Earth with atomic weaponry. And if we want to exist, we can't afford to do that. Well, we don't know nearly all we would like to know, but certainly life in the universe seems to be ubiquitous. The notion that we are alone in the universe is clearly absurd, particularly when we, with the modern Hubble telescope pictures, we start to see the vastness of the universe and the vast galaxies and galactic clusters filling all of space that we can observe far beyond anything we've imagined before having those pictures. And so it puts a new impetus on the smallness of our little galaxy and our little solar system as just a tiny little speck of sand in the greatness of all that's around us. But the likelihood that we're the only living substance in all of this is absolutely absurd. Well, my opinion is based upon primarily not my personal experience, because I don't have any personal firsthand UFO experience, only the fact that I grew up in Roswell, New Mexico, which was the site of presumed alien crash in 1947, and which, from what I call the testimony of the old-timers who were there and who had been hushed up by government authority, military authority, almost on pain of death at the time, and who had harbored their knowledge quietly for years, as when I came back from the moon and I was a local boy, they considered me safe enough to tell their story to, that they were a part of the recovery effort and the observer of the so-called Roswell crash, and that they knew for sure that it was an alien craft. And subsequent sightings, subsequent evidence has reaffirmed all of that, that we are being visited and have been visited by alien spacecraft and alien beings. And our governments around the world have covered it up, but only recently other governments have started to open their files, except the United States has still not started opening its files. But most of the major countries in Europe, South America, that have these files, and in Mexico, well, Belgium, France, Brazil, and Argentina, and Mexico have opened their files. and the United States has not. And that's what much of our effort now is all about, is to get these files of the United States opened up for public.
And this interview was in 2009, but the files are now open, and that's what you'll be receiving in this pledge for your $100 support to WBAI when you ask for the Sirius DVD and CIA UFO disclosure data disc. You will be receiving some 260 files released by the United States government through the CIA. 212-209-2950. Here's Edgar Mitchell.
Come forth with information that they have seen or that they know of sightings.
Well, there are some astronauts that had experiences, and those I have talked to up through the Apollo program, those experiences that they had were pre-NASA. They were in their during their Air Force careers, while they were either being vectored to chase UFOs, or in the case of Gordon Cooper, while he was at Edwards Air Force Base, observed one landing in the premises. And so those stories they have told. But I know of no stories among up to the Apollo program of astronauts having encounters in space of any sort.
Because this is, of course, the big question. I mean, when some of our researchers, our ufologists now say that there is something going on all the time around us, and there's thousands of sightings, and NASA seems to, well, know nothing about it.
Well, no, officially, NASA knows nothing about it because that's not their mission. And I suspect that during the shuttle program, not the Apollo program, but we were talking about going to the moon. But I do understand that from some of the shuttle astronauts, there has been some incidents. I am not versed in those incidents. But I have talked with virtually all of the Apollo astronauts. And in space, we have nothing to report.
Very interesting.
Well, it's my hope that we open this whole issue up. And as I have said frequently, we're at a point in history where we have to become a part of the neighborhood of inhabited planets, rather like a neighborhood of a community, which we have not even acknowledged that that community exists up until this point.
But what will it take for the national governments, and especially the American government, to come to a point of disclosure?
It will take a real emphasis and effort on the part of the citizenry to accept these phenomena and start to move out in a new way. And we talk about that as paradigm shift, the change in thinking. And that has to take place here.
But you have been one of the four front runners now in this campaign, so to say, over the last years. And how have you been met among both the public and the media, and also your colleagues?
Well, the public and the people I've talked to have been receptive. As we both know, the media has not been receptive up until now. But in the last year or so, it seems to have markedly changed. Whether that was a one-time event remains to be seen. But the media interest has changed in 2008 and now into 2009.
And we've been listening to a short excerpt of a talk by Dr. Edgar Mitchell. And he is, of course, the sixth astronaut to walk on the moon. He recently transitioned, but his work, it has been very, very prolific in the world with regard to space, but also with regard to what it means, consciousness means, what it means to be a human being. And he has been advocating for many, many years to open up the field of information, to open up the availability of the truth of what's really going on to the people of certainly this nation and the world. And we're endeavoring to start this conversation here and now, but we need your support in order to keep this conversation moving forward. 212-209-2950 is your number to call. 212-209-2950 is your number to call. And we are asking you to really, really show that support. 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. And we're asking you to support in the amount of $100. And for that pledge of support to WBAI, we have a gift of the Sirius DVD, a documentary, and the CIA UFO Disclosure Data Disc. And those two discs can be yours for that pledge of $100. Call 212-209-2950. The Sirius DVD, directed by Amardeep Kalika, and it introduces you to the world of Dr. Stephen M. Greer. And Dr. Stephen Greer is actually a surgeon. He is a emergency room doctor, and he has a very reputable career as a doctor, but he also is very much involved in this calling to find out also about consciousness, but understanding the connection to our alien family, as he would regard it, and certainly as I would regard it. What we have experienced on this world is dominated by an elite on this globe who have been using the truth against humanity, who have been using these technologies to their own advantage and to the disadvantage of the human civilization. And the media has worked towards that to pollute our minds with regard to what's possible in terms of beyond kind of civilizations exist and have interacted with our world. We have been dumbed down. We have not had access to the truth, but the truth is out there, and we can begin to educate ourselves. 212-209-2950. And in the film, you'll also see the work of Dr. Greer, in which he begins to make contact with alien civilizations. Because when you pair the capacity for advanced consciousness and you use that conscious awareness as a mechanism for connecting to the advanced civilizations of the star nations, then there can be interaction. There's a lot of evidence that one can learn to communicate and have these sightings more regularly because you are allowing yourself to be receptive of it. And it's important to understand that these technologies, these civilizations, these advanced civilizations, we're not really seeing them because they have certain guidelines. They don't come in and interfere with our world and with our lives. It requires a permission, a cooperation, an understanding, a certain level of advancement in our own beings before any of that kind of communication can occur. And so this is why it's important to look at the energy technology, the technology of consciousness, and the technology of the science of understanding the quantum field and how we can make those connections. All of this information comes together in this offering that I'm giving you today. 212-209-2950, Sirius DVD and CIA UFO Disclosure. 212-209-2950. I want to play a little bit more of an event. And this is also a presentation by Dr. Stephen Greer, How the Secret Government Works. And this is really an expose of the history of what went on and how it is that these technologies have been taken and kept away from the human population, being used on these black ops operations, operations that can work to take down a building, as in the World Trade Center, technology that can create earth changes, as in the Haiti earthquake, technologies that can be used to manipulate the globe, the earth, the weather, and also used as a technology of war. Well, we need to put an end to that, and the way to put an end to that is to expose it, is to understand what's going on, is to be able to be to look at this in truth and not be fooled by the lies that we hear about in the media and the ridicule that occurs to people who are asking these questions. The suppression comes through so many mechanisms, through ridicule. It also comes through the mechanisms of suppression in terms of taking away people's documents, jailing people, killing them. People die. And so it's a serious thing. It's a very serious thing. And we have an opportunity to say no more. 212-209-2950. I'm going to be bringing you this next segment, which is talking about how this whole system works. But before getting to it, I need your support, your phone calls, 212-209-2950. I am going to give you a little bit of music behind me so that you can have a moment to really contemplate to make these phone calls. 212-209-2950. Your pledge of $100 to support WBAI, to support disclosure, to support the truth, to support the capacity to bring this information to the fore, not just on this issue, but on many issues. 212-209-2950. It's the alternate media, the alternative media, the community media that is able to challenge the status quo, because we're not being fueled, we're not being supported. We don't receive the money of the big conglomerates, of the oil companies, of the pharmaceutical industries. We receive our donations from you, and because of that, we can speak truth to power. Because of that, we can challenge the status quo. But we require you to stand up and fulfill, uphold your part of this bargain. And you can do that by making a pledge to WBAI, 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. You can also go to the website if you want to do it online. If you happen to be sitting in front of a console, go to the website, give to WBAI.org, and then you can search Sirius, S-I-R-I-U-S, and it will come up with this package. It's a two-disc set, the documentary, Sirius DVD, the documentary, and the UFO disclosure data disc. That's two DVDs together with so much information that you are going to spend hours and hours watching the film, looking at the supportive evidence, and being inspired to seek out more and more and more on this issue. The DVD is an introduction to the world of Dr. Stephen Greer, revealing his proof of alien visitors and examining energy technologies, technologies that have the power to change the world as we know it. And this is what this underground science is really about. It's about liberating humanity from the clutches of the elite, the oil bound, the oil gouging elite. 212-209-2950. And this on this DVD, it really does go into so many different issues. It talks about the military-industrial complex. It talks about the history in terms of the extraterrestrial craft that have been downed and how that technology has been fused into our own technology and has elevated what's possible to do on a human level. It also talks about how this technology is being hid from the public so that the citizens of this world become dominated and controlled by the false economies that are based on fiat money, that are based on oil consumption, that are based on coal consumption, that are based on the destruction of our planet through fracking and other technologies. So we're being driven into a slave-like race to support a few through these technologies. Well, while all the while clean technology exists in our world and has since the 1950s. 212-209-2950. This is what's behind and fueling the chaos. And we can open up our eyes to it. We could at least be willing to examine it. 212-209-2950. Sirius DVD and CIA UFO disclosure data disc. The data disc has a combination of information on it. We have a film on the technology of scalar technology, so you can really see how it works and how it has a capacity to be used either for good or for bad. It's a technology. It depends on in whose hands. Also, you'll receive the files released from the CIA, the UFO files, and the table of contents alone is 55 pages of these documents. There are 250 actual documents. Some of them are short. Some of them you'll see information blocked out. Some of them have a lot of information in it. But they really do show, they document the history of the attitudes that were taken when these reports were made. And the reports are very credible. They are being obfuscated. They have been denied. They are being suppressed. But now it's here for everyone to see. 212-209-2950. A $100 pledge, and you will receive the documentary called Sirius, and you will also receive the in-house put together. This data disc has all of these CIA UFO files. It has some of the supporting audio that you're hearing in this program as well, and it also has these a film on the scalar energies and scalar and how it's being used, and with some documentation as well. 212-209-2950 is your number to call to show your support for WBAI. 212-209-2950. I'm going to give you an opportunity to make your phone call as I prepare the next segment. We depend on your support. We really do. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. Make that pledge, $100 to support WBAI. 212-209-2950. To transition into some of the audio, and this is a presentation by Dr. Stephen Greer. It's actually 4 hours long, so we can only play a bit of it for you, but you will have audio when you make your pledge. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950.
How do I do this? Because his nephew is a dear friend of mine, Dr. John Altshuler. Dr. Altshuler is a hematologist, oncologist in Denver, very renowned. And he was asked, General Doolittle was asked to go over to the theater of operations in Europe to find out what the hell these things were. Now, the word Foo Fighters come from sort of French and German faux for fire, because they were these fiery, had a luminous corona around them. But they would disrupt electromagnetic signals. They would have effects on the gravity around an aircraft and other things such as guidance systems, compasses, and what have you. And so we thought, the Americans and British thought, it was a secret Nazi weapon. And we found out through our spies that the Germans thought it was a secret Allied weapon. And of course, it was neither. So General Doolittle went over and investigated this and came back to the White House and reported back to President Roosevelt and said, "Sir, these are interplanetary vehicles," I'm quoting. And so began the modern era of a serious concern from the national security level about UFOs. You can argue it went back to the airship scare of late 1890s, where there were massive crafts seen off the coast of California, but there wasn't that much official concern at that point. It was sort of an enigma. But in World War II, because of the type of weapons being developed, both by Hitler and by America, the interstellars, as I call them, became very concerned about what humans were doing on Earth and the risk of us destroying this planet, which I believe, carefully in analyzing the history of this, that they have a interest in its survival and humanity's survival. And so the president at that point did assemble a group of folks that included Oppenheimer, people who worked on the Manhattan Project, Dr. Vannevar Bush, no relationship to President Bush, and others to look into the issue. By the time we detonated the first atomic bomb, the facilities at White Sands Missile Range in New Mexico and Alamogordo, that area, were being overflown regularly by UFOs. And they were very concerned, obviously, that we were developing weapons that could terminate life on the planet. And they could see where this was headed. So this was not something that just happened out of the blue. There's a history here you must understand. In the early days, and I'm talking now from the early mid-1940s until 1956, there was a reasonable level of constitutional oversight by key members of Congress, senior people in the administrations, and the President of the United States. Everything changed in 1956. Now, when we had the only nuclear, and actually technically it's an atomic bomb squadron and not a thermonuclear one that was developed later. Everybody know the difference between atomic and thermonuclear? Atomic bomb is fission, nuclear is fusion, hydrogen. Anyway, the atomic bomb that we dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki was developed, as you all know, in New Mexico, and was tested at White Sands, and eventually in Roswell, New Mexico, that was the only bomber squadron that had atomic bombs in the world for a number of years before the Soviet Union developed them. And in 1947, there were two or three, I have intelligence recently that indicates there were three so-called flying saucers, discs, flying by and doing surveillance of the 509th Bomber Squadron, which was the only atomic bomb squadron in the world. And they switched on, suddenly, an alleged radar system. Read this document carefully. Now, this, I know it's hard for you to see the original. It's dated 1950. It was to J. Edgar Hoover. The Edgar Hoover building's right near here. And an Air Force source stated that there were three flying saucers recovered in New Mexico. They're described as circular in shape with raised centers, 50 feet in diameter. Each one was occupied by three bodies of human shape, but only 3 feet tall. They're actually about 39 inches tall. In metallic cloth, very fine texture, etc. And it says that the saucers were found in New Mexico due to the fact that the government has a very high-powered radar set up in that area, and it's believed the radar interferes with the controlling mechanism of the saucers. This is a little bit anthropocentric and childish, because if you can go interstellar, you can handle a radar system. What actually happened is that those radar domes had a scalar longitudinal electromagnetic weapon, which is another whole classification of electromagnetic warfare systems that we'll get into later. But suffice it to say, it was an early scalar Star Wars hit. And when they switched that on, at least two of these disks collided. One went down northwest of Roswell. The other one continued and was more intact and was impacted near Socorro, New Mexico. And that's where they actually retrieved the bodies. The ones that was just north of Roswell was obliterated into little teeny pieces, tiny little pieces. Where they did retrieve, and we have Disclosure Project witnesses who have testified to this, who have personally seen what looks like almost hieroglyphic writing on some of the little parts that were retrieved. And I've seen these, and it's very interesting because it's reminiscent of the ancient Egyptian hieroglyphics, but not quite the same. Makes you wonder where the pyramids came from. So that event was an early hit. Now, there are some reports of others, but that's the most documented one. This document from the FBI is significant because, obviously, 3 years later, you had one branch of the government trying to find out what the other top secret branch of the government was doing. You can tell by the tone of it. I made inquiries through here and there. So it's a bunch of skullduggery that happens between agencies and competition. And there's always been competition between FBI, CIA, Air Force Intelligence, et cetera, and so on. And this happens not just with the United States, it also happens between allies and alliances. For example, the next document, if you can pull this up, this is one of the most important documents. And by the way, after I briefed the CIA director about all this stuff, the sitting CIA director for President Clinton, which we'll get into in a moment, I got a cache of several thousand of these documents, about 5,000 of them. And they're in my vault. I don't know what to do with them. If we presented what was in them, it would take us from now until 2017. But let me just say that this document was accidentally released by the Canadian government, and if you look at the date on it, 1950, November 21st, how ironic. This is the 65th anniversary of the writing of this document by Wilbur Smith, who had a top secret clearance, and he was tasked by the Canadian government to find out what the Americans were doing. And if you look at page 2, if you go down to page 2 of this, you're going to see just a brief summary, which I think is, there's a whole lot of detail in the document. This is on our website now, you can look it up. Many of you may have seen this one already, but the reason I want to present it is the importance of the document. And it says, the matter is the most highly classified subject in the United States government, rating higher than the H-bomb. Think about that. The H-bomb wasn't detonated until 1952. It was the ultimate doomsday weapon. This project dealing with UFOs and interstellar technologies was more highly classified than the H-bomb. Period. B, flying saucers exist. Period. Their modus operandi is unknown, but a concentrated effort is being made by a small group of headed by Dr. Vannevar Bush, who also worked with Edward Teller, Oppenheimer, and others. And 4, the entire matter is considered by the United States authorities to be of tremendous significance. I have a whole dossier that a Canadian put together of the Wilbur Smith investigations on behalf of the Canadian government to find out what in the hell the Americans were doing with these extraterrestrial vehicles.
And you're listening to the voice of Dr. Stephen Greer in a presentation, a four-hour presentation on how the secret government works. And it's essentially an expose starting in the 40s and how it has gone forward. And he is asserting that it is this very high-level secret workings, underpinnings of the extraterrestrial phenomena that led to the secret government. It was in dealing with this, pulling it out of the conventional oversight that this whole secret government was created, or this secret, if it's not government, collection of politicians in combination with corporate raiders and corporate leaders, and how they took all this information out of oversight of Congress and the government, put it into the corporate world, and begin to use it behind the scenes to control and manipulate. And so there's a very direct connection to the secrecy of this technology that came from these craft, and how it was used to manipulate and dominate civilization on this planet, and to control the economics, to control the economy, as I said, to control the energy systems, so that we would forever be dominated by the need to support these energy systems, and the planet also is considered to be dominated by these systems. So the only way to liberation is information. 212-209-2950. I want to share a little bit more of this presentation with you, but I am asking you to show your support at this time. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. And you will receive, for your pledge of $100, this package. It's a two-disc set, the Sirius documentary, Sirius DVD, and CIA UFO Disclosure. That's the name of the gift we're offering you, Sirius DVD and CIA UFO Disclosure. And you'll receive the documentary of the film Sirius as a thank you gift for your pledge. And you also receive the data disc that has the background documenting evidence that this is something that has been seriously under consideration and seriously used as a source of power and control by the military-industrial complex, the shadow governments. All those forces behind the scene have been sustaining and supporting themselves through this technology, and through the denial of this technology to humankind. 212-209-2950. At this very moment, we could completely stop using oil. We could completely stop using gas. We could stop using coal. And even the wind and solar, as powerful and as clean as that might be in comparison, we can connect to the energy fields as did Tesla. The technology is here. It's being used. It's been developed behind the scenes, and that's where all the money is going. All the money that disappears out of the budget, out of the Pentagon budgets, out of the operational budgets for each city. Why is the money being drawn out? Why is there no money accessible to build cities and to repair cities or to help people in need? Where is all this money going? It's going into the pockets of the ruling elite, and it's going into these black operations, these shadow operations behind the scenes that are controlling everything that goes on. And the way to stop it is to open up the window and allow the information through. And we're asking you to be part of that, to be part of that movement for truth, to look at this evidence, to examine it for yourself, to decide for yourself. But at least this is the doorway, and we're asking you to walk through that door. We're asking you to pick up the phone and call WBAI. Support WBAI. This is the station that brings you the information. 212-209-2950 is your number to call. $100 pledge of support for WBAI, Sirius DVD, and CIA UFO Disclosure Data Disc. And we don't have the exact same documents that necessarily that Stephen Greer speaks about. He's been getting a lot of his information from sources behind the scenes. But what we do have for you are the CIA UFO files that have been declassified. And there are 260 of these documents on the data disk for you to examine and read through. The table of contents of these documents is there at the top. And it is 55 pages long. That's how many documents that you will have an opportunity to look at. 212-209-2950. And these are documents of evidence of investigations across the globe. This is not just United States. There are There are reports from South America, Central America, from Russia, from Spain, from Europe, all over the globe, these investigations.